Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're learning Masechtas Tainis Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The sugya is the sugya of kahanim drinking wine, kadanche mishma drink wine, kadanche beis av drink wine, bizman abayis, bizman azeh. The sugya already started on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The sugya is finishing up here Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to discuss the entire sugya harvest on the sugya of Shtiyas Yayin for the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beisav. The Mishnah says, Anshe Mishmar Mitarim Lishtis Yayin Balelois. Avalei B'yamim. The Anshe Mishmar allowed to drink wine at night, but not by day. Anshe Beisav, Lei B'yayim V'lei B'layla. The Mishmar means the Kahanim that week they have to spend their week in Yerushalayim and be available to do Aveda. They only do Aveda one day because the Mishmar is split up into six Batei Aves. So you only get one day out of the week. But it's your mishmar this entire week. You're the Anshe Mishmar. So the Anshe Mishmar can't drink wine just by days. By nights they could drink wine. The Anshe Beisav, they can't drink wine by nights as well. Now the Braisa says, Neima omra Anshe Mishmar mutaram lishis yayin b'leilois, avaloi b'yamim, shem etichbun avaydal Anshe Beisav v'yavoy v'yusiyel lehem. The Anshe Mishmar may be the Aveda will be too hard for the Anshe Beisav. It's not your Beisav. Why can't you drink wine? You're not going to work today in the Beis HaMikdash, but you might. Because maybe the Aveda will become heavy for the Anshe Beisav, and they'll need people from the other Batei Aves to come help. And in Neima, Omru Anshe Beisav, will be unavailable. Island, Neishayim Nesukim Tamid Be'Aveda. Because they're constantly being Isaac and Aveda. So first, we have a Chakira. When it says Shem Etich Ben Avaydal Anshe Beisav Yivoy V'Siyeh Lehem, is the problem that there just won't be enough Kahanim to do the Avaydah, and we'll have a shortage of Kahanim? Or is the problem that maybe the Kohen will actually do the Avaydah and be Mechal the Avaydah because of Shriya Yayin? Now Rashi is mashma a little bit the first way. Rashi says, V'tich Ben Avaydah V'yizet Sarech L'Avayt. And he'll have to work. But Vanim says that Sarach Lavid, Rashi says, Masla Rebbe Aimer. So Rashi says the problem is maybe he'll have to work. So it sounds like that alone is the problem. It's not 100% Mukhach, but it sounds like that alone is the problem. He's going to have to work and he won't be available to work. That's the problem. But the Lashon HaGemara is not so much in that way. The Lashon HaGemara is Shem Etikla Vanach Shabbat V'yavoyu V'siyeh Lahem. Maybe you'll go and help them. Go and help them is a little bit mashman, and he'll actually help them and be mechal v'avodah. Now the Gemara in Yitzayin and Midbeis, the Gemara is discussing why we worried about him drinking wine and not about him growing his hair long. They're both, he can't be avid. There's a problem with suyayin, and there's a problem of pirui reish. So how come by pirui reish we don't say the kahanim have to always make sure not to grow the hair long because they might have to do avodah? So Rashi said, "Shui yain de machle avayda gozibar abanan." Pruy reish to loy machle avayda le gozibar abanan. And we'll speak about this towards the end of the shiur. Shui yain, which is machal avayda. If you do avayda shui yain, the avayda is pasul. So there abanan what gozer. But pruy reish, if you do the avayda, it's not going to be machal avayda, but the avayda it's a kasher avayda. They weren't gozer. So fact the gvur sari seemed to them on my first sat. The problem isn't they're going to do Aveda and be Mechalit. The problem is you're not going to have enough Kahanim. So he's bothered. He says, what's the difference if they're Mechal Aveda or not? What's the difference if it's an Issachom or an Issachal? The reason is we won't have enough Kahanim. So either way, if he can't do the Aveda L'chadchil, also you won't have enough Kahanim. So who cares if he's not Mechal Aveda? You're still going to have a shortage of Kahanim. So he says like this. They were talking about Bizman Azeh. So Rashi says, now what's the problem? Shemi Yibana and Mikdash. Rav Ashi held the Bizman Azeh, when they build the base of Mikdash, there'll be plenty of Kahanim. They won't necessarily need you. Now what's the problem? There, Bizman Azeh, maybe you'll come and do the Aveda even though you should see Yain, because of the Chalivas. Ah, Mashiach came, they're doing the Aveda. All the Kahanim will come running. So maybe even the Kahanim that are Peri Reish, they have long hair, or Kahanim say Yain, will also come running. And that's why Chazal was geizer that they shouldn't, or the discussion of Chazal was geizer that they shouldn't drink wine and they shouldn't grow long hair. And that's where Rashi made a chiluk, that they were geizer on wine, because Alsa Chavivas, you might have avoided it even though you drank wine, but Peri Reish, it doesn't matter, even if you do, it's not Mechal na avoided. But the Gvur Sevi holds, Bizman HaBayis, Takat Tziyav HaKshash. Bisman Abayis, since they're tadr ba'avaida, avaida is not such a new thing by them. They do avaida a lot of times. So when Achayshu said they'll do avaida when they're suya yayin or prayer reish, the Indukshash is the other way because there won't be enough kahanim available. So, and the etzim chakira that we're having is the problem because there won't be enough kahanim, but the problem is the kahanim will do the avaida mimachalit. The Gemara bar of Ashi Lachar is mavur, the way the Gemara Sariz Kasha is, the problem isn't that there won't be enough kahanim, otherwise how can mechalik between if it's mechal avaida or not, there still won't be enough kahanim. Elamai, it must be the problem is they'll do the avaida. But the Gemara Sariz says it's only bizman she'en beis hamikdash kayim. Now the Anshe Mishma is only b'yayim, and the Anshe Beis Av is b'yayim v'lam neshesukim tamid ba'avayda. So Rashi in the Mishnah says, asukim tamid ba'avayda means because they do the evarim u'pedarim that fell off the mizbeach. Or if they didn't finish doing it by day, they could finish it by night. But the Anshe Mishma won't have to help them, because there'll be enough people in the Beis Av to do all the evarim u'pedarim that could be necessary. So Rashi's pshat is the Anshe Beis Av don't drink wine by night because they're necessary to continue the Aveda burning. You do the Aveda Sadam by day, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika, but the Aveda Saktarim is continued by night. But since a lot of it's done by day, it's only leftovers done by night, you don't need the Anshe Mishma to help out. The Rambam Menuchas Beis Midrash Perek Aleph Halach Avav says a different reason. Since Anshe Beis Av Shal Eisiyayim assume Lishas Bein B'yayim Bein B'layla Shem Yish D'vayla V'yashkum Avedasa V'dayim Lo Yisayayinu Me'olav. Maybe he'll drink by night and he'll get up early to do the Avedah and he's still Shuyayayim. I guess the problem is he'll drink more than a Revius and then the sleeping doesn't work. So then maybe he'll still have a din of Shuyayayim when he wakes up in the morning. So the Ravid says Einim Etam Ezel Nishik Taris Einim Kol Alayla, which is like Rashi. But the Rambam is saying a different time, not because of Akhtar's Amen, but because since it Tadim Aveda, when he gets up in the morning, he'll be still be Shuya Yayin, he won't be able to do the Aveda. So in B'Knege there, in the Madura Shapsi Frankel, after B'Knege on the sign, he brings that there's a Shas Chuvas Arnelam. Chuvas B'Knege had Akdama, which in the Akdama to the Shas Chuvas Arnelam, they had a letter from the Baal Shev Yaakov. That says, first is the Nafkamina, Rashi, and the Rambam. Which night is Asr? Lefi Rashi, it's the night after the ones they work. That night is Asr, because that's the night that they'll bring the Evarim and Pedarim. Mashayenken, according to the Rambam, it's the night beforehand. What it means they're Asr by night is, because the night before, since they're Tadda Ba'avay, they were afraid of a Vaiter Rechshash, and maybe when they wake up, they'll still be Shuyayayim. It's the night before. And he says he has a riot to the Rambam because the Leil Shabbosis V'yam Tevim, there is no Hektech Lam V'varim. You don't do Hektech Lam V'varim of Karban Yisrael on Shabbos and Yantiv. So Mela, on those nights, there is no Hektech Lam V'varim. So why didn't they say that the Anshe Beis Av could drink wine on the nights of Shabbos and Yantiv? Vais Tais, it's the time of the Rambam because they might have to, because when they get up in the morning, they might be Shuyai, not because it's the night after, it's because of Aram Dorim, then they would have to exclude Shabbos and Yantif, because there are no Haktara of Chalavim Ve'evarim on Shabbos and Yantif. I guess you can answer for Rashi and the Ravid that maybe it's Takamutter. The Gemara didn't have to say it, because it's Pashat. Or maybe they made a late plug. If you're the Anshe Beis Av, they didn't want you to be Mechalik between if there happens to be Aram Dorim or not, they made a late plug. So the question is, why didn't the Rambam learn like Rashi and the Ravid, which doesn't sound so schwer? Because the Mishnah says Aichacha, because why didn't, if it was just for Hektech Lam Vevarim, so let them first do Hektech Lam Vevarim, and then they could drink wine. But that's a little schwer, like Abyssal Zalman points out in Evan Azel. It's not a matter of when you put the Karbanis on the Mizbeach. It's the point of being Mahapach in them. The point is it has to get burnt. If it's not fully burnt, so they have to go up and pachka with them, so it's not possible to say that it'll be fully burnt before they drink. How do you know it's going to be fully burnt? Similarly, it's mamish the same type of cheshbon. Our Sameach says that maybe you can learn Zeram l'shitasei, because the Rambam holds as an iser derabbanan to do the hektech lam ve'evarim after chatzais, and then Rashi will be l'shitasei, because if the pshat is as an iser derhektech lam ve'evarim after chatzais, so why can they drink after chatzais? So Rashi and Brachas Levezim and Aleph on the Mishnah Kol ma sham mechachal mamad chatzayis mitzvasim at sheyal amen ashachar. And it says in the Mishnah, hekti chalom veivar mitzvasim at sheyal amen ashachar. So Rashi says, that's not one of the things the chom say at chatzayis. It's just trying to prove that things that are by night, the mitzvasim kol alaylo. But really, there is no gzeiris chachamim by hekta chalom ve'evarim that has to be done at chatzais. But the Rambam holds there is. Hilchos Ma'aseh Gevurah is perek dalet. But the Shas next says, but it's not true. For the same time, the problem isn't only that they're going to actually go and put the chalom ve'evarim in the mizbeach at night. And for that, they cannot be shliyayin. Even if it's up already, as long as it didn't burn, you have to be mahapach with the whole night. And the Rambam is avur in Hilchos Tzvi'in Musaf and Perek Aleph that this siyag that they can't do the hekta chomavim after chatzais is only to put it on the mizbeach. But once it's on the mizbeach, to continue working with it, patching with it until it burns completely, that could be done even after chatzais. So in Avi Ezri on the Rambam, he says you can make another nafkamina, Rashi and the Rambam. The Gavi Bizman Azed. The Gemara discusses Bizman Azed, is this a Shemi Yibana and Mikdash? The Fila Rambam, so the Anche Beis Av would be also Bizman Azed Belaila also, because maybe they'll wake up in the morning, they'll be Shriyayin. Mashayin Kain, the Fi Rashi, the problem is Evarim Bupdarim, since there wasn't any Beis Mikdash by day, so they had no Evarim Bupdarim by day, there wouldn't be any reason to ask by night Bizman Azed. And he says that the Gemara Sari is Mayer that, but the Gemara Sari says, that Lamaisa could be when if the Mashiach will come by night and they start the Semikdash by night, even though they have no Evarim Darim to burn, but Lamaisa have to start up the Maracha. There's a din, they're going to have to put up the logs on the Mizbech to start the fire. And that also to be a psul of Shriyayayim. So Mela, even though normally the Maracha wasn't necessarily done by night, because they would only do the Maracha in the morning and it would last the whole time, but Sanmela, Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash, the Vart is going to do in the Evarim Darim by night. But when Mashiach comes, they'll have to do the Maracha right away, so that might be a reason why there'd be also delicious Yayin by night, even according to Rashi and the Raivit. Now, the Brisa brings a Machlokes, that the Tanakhama says, if you know your Beis Av, see also that day. If you know your Mishmer but don't know your Beis Av, see also the whole week. And if you don't know either of them, you ask all the time. And Rebbe says, I would say you ask all the time, but ma eseh shetakanasa kalkalase. So now we'll just mention the kitzur, that Rashi says takanasa kalkalase, the kalkala, which is his takana, is the churban abayis. The churban abayis is a tremendous kalkala, but that's the takana for the kahanim, because we're not worried that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam Hilchos Beis HaMikdash Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin says, Takanas Kalkalase means, because if you don't know your Mishmar, and you don't know your Beis Av, you're not going to be able to work right when the Beis HaMikdash is built. Because you're going to need a Beis Din that's going to try to figure out, and try to shtel avek, which Mishmar you're from, which Beis Av you're from. Then Mrs. Rabbeinu Chananel says it also on the side. He says, on the bottom of the thing, Pirish, Kevish and Skalko Beis Av, Shaloi Hutdash, Afilin Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Eina Mishamish, Shehev Shebeis Din Shal Kahuna, Vigvu Beis Yei Mishamish. So the Rambam and the Rebbeinu Chananel are learning Takanasa Kalkalasa different. Rashi says we're not Cheshish that Beis HaMikdash should be built, and the Rambam and the Rach is saying we're not Cheshish because since you don't know your Mishmer, you're not going to be able to Yoivin until they tell you where your Mishmer is. And we'll speak about this also a little bit later. So then the Gemara discusses Kahanim having not getting haircuts, and it says a Kayin has to get a haircut every 30 days. And where do you learn it out from? Because it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that they can send the para. And you learn that para minazir. Here it says a para lo yishalechu, and minazir it says kadosh yigal a para sat reishai. Just like minazir, it means the 30-day growth of hair. And how do you know that? Because tam the zirish shleishim yeim luna because yeah kadosh yis a gemachir shleishim. So too by the kainim para lo yishalechu means a 30-day growth of hair. If Papa asked the Kasha to Abaya, maybe it means it shouldn't grow any hair. Perilei Shleichu means you shouldn't send it, that it should be a para, but you can't really grow it at all. So Abaya said, if it would say Lei Shleichu para, then it'd be right. But since it says Perilei Shleichu, you can have a para, you just can't send the para, you can't be more than para. So Taisus asked the Kasha, if you're going to say like our Papa that you can't grow the hair at all, So who needs a shir of 30 days? Why would you need this gzeir shava of peri from nazir? How would that make sense? If you could grow for 30 days, so you need a gzeir shava to teach you the shir. But if the pasuk's not saying that you can have a shir of peri for carrot, you can't have anything, so why would you have a gzeir shava of peri? So Taisa says maybe the gzeir shava is telling you can only have for 29 days. Now it's not saying you can't grow at all. It means you wouldn't be able to get it up to 30 days. But Rashi says not the way. Rashi says, "Oh, you start with b'chol yoyim." So how is Rashi going to answer Tosis Kasha? So the Chiddush of Anan Sanhedrin says it's not a real gzeir shava, because divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinon. This is just a gilui milsa ma'alma that what the word para means. And the Ran says klar that that's the pshat. If it would be a real gzeir shava, Rav Papa wouldn't have a kasha. You have a gzeir shava. What else is a gzeir shava teaching you? But if it's not a gzeir shava, it's a gil and milsa, so you don't have a kasha. Enoch nami peri means 30 days, but we're telling you you can't have any here. You can't be, if we say lo yishalchu peri, you can't make it into a peri. Yeah, you have a similar thing in Bava Kama. The Ran doesn't bring it, but you have a similar thing in Bava Kama where the Gemara says negicha is bekaren. And the Gemara learns now from a pasuk in Navi that says, they ask what sikim in a kind of bais of el tanaga chasaram. And the Gemara says, well, maybe you can't do that because they're vetevik wale alfinan. So the Gemara says, it's ani alfu, it's just a gilim milsa ba'alma. So you see that you can't make a gzeri shava, you can just make a gilim milsa. That's how the Gemara learns it's a gilim milsa. And that would answer Tosis Kasha. So the Gemara wanted to know, if by wine, you can't drink wine, any kayin, so how come a kayin could have long hair? Why isn't there a din that he has to make sure that he doesn't grow his hair more than 30 days? So Gemara says, because only when he's coming into the Beis HaMikdash, if he's not coming to Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter. So Gemara says, but Abaye said, Kaman Shasina in the Yayin Karebi, the Kanim only drink the wine Karebi, because the Nasa Kalkalasai, Mechlal according to Rabbanan, it's also to drink wine. So Gemara says, I've never seen wine in here. By the wine, if Mashiach comes, you're going to have to avoid, there's no way you could take off the effects of the wine. Mashiach came by the hair, you can get a haircut right away, so it's not going to be a problem. Now, the chayr, it's a little bit shver. Why did Gemara ask the kasha? The kahanim shouldn't be allowed to have long hair. Maybe according to the Rabbanan, the takana allowed to have long hair. But just like they could drink wine, the halacha l'maisa, they could drink wine, because they're all like Rebbe. So maybe that's why they could have long hair. Maybe according to Rabbanan, they can't. And the reason why we don't find that anyone told Kahanim to have to get a haircut every 30 days is because, just like they could drink wine, because they're passing like Rebbe. What was the Gemara's kasha? So Dva says that there's a big difference. Really, we shouldn't pass them like Rebbe. Usually we say, look, Rebbe l'chaveri v'leim l'chaverov. Why did the Kahanim drink wine like Rebbe? Because it's very hard to go without wine. It's very shver. Mashenkin, to get a haircut every 30 days, that shouldn't be so hard. So, Mela, if the halacha would be that according to the Chachamim, you would have to get a haircut every 30 days, we would tell the Kahanim they have to do that. And also the Chiddush Eman and Sanhedrin, Nafkaveiz and Meiz, says the same teretz. Now, there's also another kasha on the pshat of the Gemara. When the Gemara asks the kasha that, now I'm going to prove to you that wine is usur even bizman hazeh. The Gemara says like this, because Rebbe said, I would have said kanam usur to drink wine forever, but takanasa kal kolosai. For Amar Abaye, kaman shasi in the kani chamer to Rebbe. And Abaye says that the reason why kanam drink wine today is like Rebbe, mechlal the rabbanan asur. That teaches you the rabbanan asur. So why does the Gemara say that? It says clearly in the Braisa that the Anshei Beis Av analogy wine lo yibayim v'lo yibalayla and the Mikana Amr kol kain shemaka mishmarta yimishmeris v'sav shleiv v'deish v'sav k'vimshom asun yayim k'lai s'yayim maka mishmarta maka shreiz v'sav shleiv v'deish v'sav k'vimshom asun yayim k'lai s'shabes eina maka mishmarta shreiz v'sav shleiv v'deish v'sav k'vimshom asun yayim k'lai s'shabes. So the Rabbanan said clearly that if you don't know your Mishma, you don't know your Beis Av, you can't drink wine the whole year. Why do we have to say, because Rebbe said that you could, and Abayis Lachal Rebbe, Vais Leis Rabbanan Ol Tzasser. The Braisa says Rabbanan Ol Tzasser. What's going on? So Rashi bavarns the kasha, and Rashi says, "Umatzi nami ma'isi reisha the brayso nami anshe mishmar." Ma'isi safe and blushing sara v'daik mei b'chal the rabbanan asi. It would have taken a long time to bring down the reisha. The reisha is a little bit longer than the sefer, so we bring down the sefer, which is b'kitzer, and the mela we're going to infer from there that the rabbanan asi. But really, it's a mafurish brayso. Now the Rishonim didn't like that so much. Because why would we go to the Seifa, which is only a diyuk, when we have the Reisha that's Mefurish? So the Rishonim, the Ritva here, and the Rishonim in Sanhedrin, which is the same Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Yad Raman, the Chlusha Rad in Sanhedrin, they say that the Gemara, we don't see clearly in the Rabbanan that he's talking about Bizman HaZeh. The Rabbanan could be talking about Bizman HaBayis. Rashi says, Kayim Bizman HaZeh HaMakim Mishmarta, Rashi earlier. But that's not clear in the Brisa. The Brisa says, Kol Kayin, Shemakim Mishmaite, Makim Beis Avshalei, whatever it is. That could be talking about Bizman HaBayis. So maybe the Rabbanan also hold Bizman HaZetz Mutter. But that's why he needed the Memer of Abayim that says, Abayim says, Kaman Shosu in the Kanechame Kerebi, Mechal the Rabbanan Asri. Because in the Rabbanan it's not Mefurish, he's Asriing even not Bizman HaBayis. Now, what would be the Pshat in the Brisa? If there are bana natum ba bizman hazeh, so the Yad Ramah says the pshat in the brayso would be that there's no machlokes Rebbe in the Chacham. The Chacham talking about bizman habayis. Rebbe says oimer ani aslushes yayim la'olam. He means bizman hazeh. Ava ma'ash et nasgal kolosai, because we're not worried the shemi bana mikdash. So we really wouldn't even realize there's a machlokes Rebbe in the Banan and Brayis at all. We would say there are Banan and Tumah Bizman HaBayis, and Rebbe's being maisif, that I would think Bizman is that also should be aser, but that could ask our Kolosai that we're not chayish Hashem Yibana HaBayis, and that all will be with Anabai. But now Abaya tells you, Kaman Shasikane Idna Chamra Karebi. So now we find out that the Rabbanim were not only talking about Bizman HaBayis. The Rabbanim were also talking about Bizman HaZeh, and they were answering Bizman HaZeh. So, Kum Dais Lefili Ad Ramah, Lamaskana, we're going to look like Rashi. The Rabbanim were talking about Bizman HaZeh. It's only that if it wouldn't be for Abayim, we would think the Rabbanim are talking about Bizman HaBayis. And Mara Mechadu, Vlei Plingi. The Rabbanim are saying Bizman HaBayis, it's Asr, because you might have to do Avodah. And Rebbe saying Bizman HaZeh it's mutter because Takanasa Kolosim and Achayish Hashem Yibana. And Abai is telling you no, it's only Karebi. The Rabbanan are talking about Bizman HaZeh, and that's how Rashi learns. Just Rashi learns that there's no Havimina we're talking about Bizman HaBayis, and the Adama is saying there's a Havimina. But the Achrayim here, the Karen Oyer and the Sfas Emes, are saying that Lefin the Rambam's Pshat, that Takanasa Kalkolosai means that when you don't know about your Mishmar, you could drink wine, then the machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan could talk about Bizman HaBayis. The machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan could be Bizman HaBayis. So without Abayah, the Pshat is you would say Bizman HaZeh, everyone holds its mutter. Because the Rabbanan were talking about Bizman HaZeh. The Rabbanan were talking about Bizman HaBayis. And telling you, you say, if you know your Beisav, you Aser that day. If you know your Mishmi, you Aser that week. If you don't know, you Aser the entire year. And Rebbe says, well, I would think you Aser the entire year, but no. Meaning, since you don't know your Mishmar, so you're mutter in Ta'iyyah, because you can't anyway do Aveda till they put you in the Mishmar. And that's all Bizman HaBayis. And HaBayis is now going to tell you a Mayudik HaChiddush, that Machlokes Bizman HaBayis applies Bizman HaZeh too, because you're afraid Shem Yivana Mikdash. So according to Rabbanan, even if you don't know your Mishmar, it's Asur, so Bizman HaZeh, you're Asur Asur. And the only head to Bizman HaZeh is not that we're not Chayish Hashem Yivan HaBayis, because you have the head to the Tzdi Bizman HaBayis as well. You have the head to because you don't know your Mishmar. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara. And Zagin Achrein in the Kerner in the Sfas Emes, the Rambam holds it as Pshat. Because when the Rambam brings the Halacha in the Pelchus B'Yismim's Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, he doesn't mention anything about Bizman HaZeh. He says, "Kol kain she yedei ameiza mishmahu meiza beis avu yedei shvadres chumayu ein bavayda yoyim aslus shaysa yoy ha yedei meiza mishmahu ein amak beis av shaloi aslus shiskali se shabbos shvad ayv demay." If he knows his beis av, he asks that day. If you know your mishmi, he asks that week. Lo yamak mishmai tevloi batei meisav hadin. He's saying shaslus shayin loyelam. That's Rebbe. Avatakanasa kalkalasa. Very mutlish is tamid. Why? She'eni achalav and achiyikva veis avshlev mishmartoi. And Miri also says this. So kondes, the Rambam holds lemaisa. Rebbe and Rabbanan are not discussing this man azeh. They're discussing this man abayis. And what's their machloikis? Someone who doesn't know his veisav and mishma, does that ask for him the whole time? Or fakir takanasa kalkalasa, since you don't know your mishma, so you can't do avayda anyway till you get a mishma, so mele it's mutter the vayla. Come to Bayan, he said, tremendous kiddush. Kahanim can only drink wine bizman azeh. Like Rebbe, so Bayan is teaching you Shem Yibana. Shem Yibana is b'chlal one of machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanan. Any day in Mishmar is a machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanan. That's talk of bizman abayis also. But if you need any day in Mishmar and Rebbe to mat the bizman azeh, you see it as a din of Shem Yibana. But only the Rambam call in this way, because the Rambam also takanasak hakolosa means because you don't know your Mishmar. According to Rashi and the Yad Ramah, that takanasa kalkalasa means because you're not chayish Hashem miyivana, so Rebbe is telling you that you're not chayish Hashem miyivana. So you're either going to have to learn that that's gufa machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan, and in the Chanami the Gemara, like Rashi says, the Gemara could have said the Reisha, but instead we just say the Seif, it's easier. Or we wouldn't know there is a machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan. Because maybe a Rabbanan would tell Rebbe Zman Abayis, and Rebbe Zman Zman Azeh. But if there's a machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan, it's about Zman Azeh. But according to the Rambam, you can learn the machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan is talk of Zman Abayis, and maybe there's no hechir from the Braisa anything, it's just from Abayi that tells you that even Zman Azeh, you have to come on to Rebbe, that we know there's a time of Shem Yibana. Now the Gemara goes on to answer the kasha. What's the chilul puri reishin shi yain? The first tarot says because it's puri reish, you could just get a haircut right away. Shi yain, you can't. And the second tarot says Ravashi that puri reish is mechal avayda. It's not mechal avayda. Male, they weren't geizer. Only shi yain, which is mechal avayda. So Gemara asks the kasha that lagabe misa b'dei shemayim we have a hekesh. How does the brayser know that puri reish is misa b'dei shemayim? By shi yain, it says yain v'sheich al teish v'leisamus. But how do you know Puri Reish? Tell him I have the Hekesh. Because in Yecheskel it says Reish L'Gaychu Perle Yishleichu. It says after this V'ayim V'sheichel Yishlu Kol Kayin. So if the Makesh L'Gabi Misa, why wouldn't that also be a Hekesh L'Gabi Chil L'Avaydim? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So in the Gemara's Teres is Tugur Sayis and Perushim. Rashi, he says it here, but it's not 100% clear in the Rashi. He has to make a drop, but Rashi and Sanhedrin is more Mefurish. The Rashi held that Rashi is Agishlok. Kasha, it's finished. If Ashi wanted to say that Puresh is a Mechal Aveda, no. Once we see Puresh is B'misa, Vaisis is a Hekesh Puresh is Suyayin, that tells us Mechal Aveda Kasha. Then the Gemara is a new Shak Levitaria, that there's this discussion between Avinu and Ravashi, that how can we learn after Yecheskel, who said it before Yecheskel said it, the Teretz is, was Lachav Eshem Sinai, and also Yecheskel of Asim Mechay Akra. But that's unrelated to the previous Shak Levitaria. So, come to Slefizah, halacha lemaisa, Puri Reish is Mechal Aveda, because Rav Ashi was Zogishlank, we have the Hekesh, and the question is, but how do we learn Adin from Mecheskel, and mind Mecheskel, and Amr, the Torah says, when you learn Adin from Navi, that is halacha lemaisa Sinai, and the Navi was Mas Mechal on the Pasuk. But other Rishaynim, Taisis and Sanhedrin, the Vemaskel Gemara Gomer, also the Dvahir, the Chedush Sheman and Sanhedrin, the other man Sanhedrin learns like Rashi. But the other Rishayim, the Chiddush Sheiran and the Tesis and Sanhedrin, the Dvar here, said, no, this is the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara the Kasha, if you see that there's a Hekesh L'Gabe Misa, so then it has to be a Hekesh L'Gabe Chil L'Avayda and Hekesh L'Mechsa. Don't the Gemara know. Because Bechlal, how do we learn a Din of Yimichaskel? Adi Asi Yichaskel Man Omra. How do we know Din? How can we learn a Din of Yimichaskel? Teretz is. It's not Din of Yimichaskel. It's not Chavish Yimichina. Yichaskel is Mas Mechakro. Oh, so since it's only in Asmachta and Milas Halacha Meshim Sinai, so we don't have the rule of Enekesh L'Mechsa. If this is where Hashem is telling you the Halacha, there's no Enekesh L'Mechsa. But if it's Halacha Meshim Sinai, Nechas is the Masmah Akron, there's no Enekesh L'Mechsa. So Mela, that's the point of the Shach Levitarian. It's Ravashi's response. You're asking me, Akasha, you see from Misa, there's a Hekesh Pirashi Suyayin. Once it's a Hekesh from Misa, there has to be extra Chilavayna? No. Where do we know? How can we learn after Mecheskel altogether? Adas Mecheskel Manam. Elamai Slachom Eishem Sinai. Once Slachom Eishem Sinai, Hekesh only Nesmachta. So now it's only Lagabe Chil. It's only Lagabe Misa. It's not Lagabe Chil Laveda. And that's also the Pesach in the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Mi'as Mikdash Perik Aleph Halacha Yinalin says clearly that Puri Reish is not Mechal Laveda. That's how we learn the Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.